when I wake up in the morning.
Do it!
Nikki and Zamello for your drive-in.
97.3.
Let's go!
Coast FM.
Terrible news from the dairy world, Nikki.
Is it?
Coronavirus has been found in ice cream. Made in China. Chinese health officials reported three samples of the ice cream in the Tianjin province returned a positive test. However, they
believe.
Yeah, I know. Well, because it's cold and things, they reckon it might have hung around a bit longer. Anyway, they believe it's a one-off and shouldn't be a cause for alarm. Also, probably don't buy ice cream from China.
Yeah, I thought it would be pretty easy to buy Australian ice cream.
Anyway, I hope it's not a cause for alarm. I can handle social distancing. I can use the QR codes. I can wear a mask if I have to, but not this.
I will not give up ice cream.
It reminds me of Braveheart. They may take out lions, but they'll never take my ice cream.
Welcome. Hope you had a lovely weekend. It was very warm.
It was very warm. It was a very strange bushfiry weekend too.
Yeah.
I mean, it felt like that Aurelia one was like in emergency territory for almost 24 hours. Mm. It was a long stretch.
Got downgraded
just after midday yesterday. It's still a watch and act, by the way. And while the freeway has reopened, Thomas Road remains closed between Kwinana Freeway and Nicholson Road, and Anketel Road is closed between the freeway and Thomas Road. So...
Yeah.
And now, thanks to lightning, apparently there's another bushfire emergency in Gingin.
Oh, lightning. Gingin again and lightning.
Yes. What? So Gingin's copping it as well as Rockingham, Kwinana kind of area is copping it. So is Gingin. But yeah, I saw lightning on the way in this morning.
Interesting.
Very strange.
It looked stormy. It kind of rolled in last night. We were watching the sunset. Made a great sunset. It was beautiful.
There you go.
But yeah, the clouds were rolling in.
Now, apparently someone stole koala from Adventure World.
Stole a koala? A koala from Adventure World.
To be honest,
I didn't know there were koalas at Adventure World.
I'd forgotten that they had animals, but they do. They've got the wildlife experience up there, which has actually been there since the beginning, but obviously is not necessarily the bit that they publicise the most.
No.
When you talk. And, you know, I remember going and looking at them many, many moons ago. It's not always open, though. So it's not always something you fit into a day of swims and adventures.
Yeah, when you're lining up for the Kraken.
Anyway, the good news is they've got her. And she's back home. So.
How on earth did they do that?
I don't know. Well, they don't normally let you touch them.
No.
So I don't know how that all went down. But anyway, thankfully she's okay.
Thank goodness.
Controversial music producer Phil Spector has died in jail, aged 81, of complications related to COVID.
Right.
He'd been serving a 19-year sentence in prison for the murder of Lana Clarkson in 2003. And if you're wondering, he'd produced for the Beatles and like a lot of big names. He'd created a thing called the Wall of Sound. He was well known enough to have had a whole production technique named after him. It was sort of meant to kind of maximise the sound of stuff in AM radios and in jukeboxes of the time.
Okay.
Musical icon, but also a bizarre and dangerous individual.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's the end of his story. and can I just throw in something totally unrelated?
Sure.
The plan is to cap public transport fares to anywhere in Perth at under $5. Have you heard this?
Yeah, if Mike McGowan gets back in.
Correct. According to Labor Party modelling, it means a Dawesville resident commuting daily to the CBD on public transport would save more than $3,000 a year.
Yeah, awesome
under the system.
Stuff.
It's very cool. Clearly, this is the kind of lengths that the Premier will go to in an attempt to make us forget the images of him dancing and working a hula hoop at Fringe Festival.
Oh.
Have you not seen that news story?
No, well, I haven't seen it, so...
Well, there's your Googling for the next 5 minutes and we can reconvene. people are calling it Cringe World.
Oh.
Yeah. Just to prove that not everything our Premier can do can be a roaring success. Now, controversial this, but some call today Blue Monday.
Blue Monday.
The third Monday in January, the saddest day of the year.
Oh.
It's a combo of post-Christmas debt, lack of motivation after holidays, and general amnesia related to New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, I feel that.
Even worse in the Northern Hemisphere, though, with, dead of winter territory.
True. It's cold. You're sad.
So at least we've got the sun going for us over this part of the world. And if you want a reason to be cheerful or happy or jolly or joyful or sparkling or exuberant
it's
National Thesaurus Day. You see?
Yeah. I'm feeling sparkly.
Reason to be exuberant. And if you need something even more wholesome, it's Winnie the Pooh Day.
Aww. Yeah. How sweet. I love Winnie the Pooh.
Run around with no pants on and a red shirt.
Or maybe not. At home.
At home. Yeah, that's a good call.
Not in public.
Jack Vidgett became the first eliminated celeb in this series of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And he joins us now. Hi, Jack.
Hi, how are you?
Not bad.
And we're good.
Can we start by saying happy birthday for yesterday?
Thank you.
Happy birthday. What a birthday it would have been if this was live, obviously, being ejected from the jungle quite literally.
Funny as a timing.
What a brutal exit. What was it, I imagine, shock and then horror when you landed in that swamp?
I thought it was hilarious. Like, it was definitely shock. But no, I thought it was so funny. I had a great time.
It was quite an amazing exit. But you have had a good time in the jungle, I think. Did you make some good friends?
Yeah, I think it definitely made lifelong friends in there. I think because it's such a condensed environment, everyone just aired their baggage like front and center from the get-go. And I think that just makes everyone so much closer. And yeah, we've got a group chat and everyone's messaging every night when the show's on.
Is that right?
That's nice.
Yeah.
So do you think you and Dipper will probably do a cooking series on YouTube possibly? Or, you know, I'm trying to look at potential opportunities, you know?
Who knows? Who knows? That would be fun.
It would be.
And you and Pauline obviously releasing a song soon, right?
Oh, well, we had brunch the other day and we were talking about it. We need to do something, definitely.
Oh.
I think you definitely should.
Yeah, after your Amazing Grace cover. I'm on board.
If our approval means anything.
And he's writing it down.
And clearly it should.
Absolutely.
How's it been watching it all back? Has it been different to obviously how you were experiencing at the time, or is it how you thought it would be?
It's literally like just exactly how it was.
Right.
Like,
oh, good.
No, from what I can see, that it's just there's next to no editing, and it's just played out exactly how it was in there. Which is so nice and refreshing for TV.
Well, yeah. It is. And we were talking about how it's one of the few reality shows that doesn't just have this large element of bitching kind of all the way through it. There's
it's
something
not about
really
the drama.
Nice about it.
It's about the fun and seeing you guys laugh, which I really love. Obviously, had a lot of good relationships in there. Who would you like to see win?
Oh, I would love to see Jess win.
Oh,
I think
Jess.
She's such a sweetheart. And I had an interview with her this morning, which was so great because I hadn't. First time I've seen her since the jungle.
Yeah, that'd be strange. Herb interviewing you outside of the show because she's back in radio.
Yeah, exactly. That was so great. And I just think, yeah, she was just such a support for everyone. She lifted everyone up every day. She's hilarious. And I would love to see her take it out.
Oh, fantastic. Well, you can catch I'm a Celebrity and you can see Jess once again tonight, 7:30 on Channel 10. Jack, we can't wait to hear more from you and thank you very much for chatting to us.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And with a whole new week's worth of entertainment news to download directly into your earlobes, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Matt Damon has touched down in Sydney ahead of the production of the new Marvel movie, Thor: Love and Thunder. Damon and his family are now quarantining in Sydney, and as are co-stars Chris Pratt and Tessa Thompson. Of course, Chris Hemsworth already lives here, and Natalie Portman has been in Australia for several months now. Matt Damon's role in Thor: Love and Thunder remains a mystery, but he did make a sneaky cameo in the last movie as an actor playing Loki in a stage play. So he may be playing the same actor, but one would assume it would be a larger role considering he's going through quarantine. It seems like a lot for a quick cameo, but
otherwise
paying the big bucks.
Some sort of weird Inception going on.
Yeah,
there.
I don't know what's happening. Mm. Anyway, we'll have to wait and see. Now, The Rock is bringing his own inspiring story to the TV in new show Young Rock. Now, the show will follow the superstar's journey from childhood through his success in WWE to his rise to Hollywood fame.
It's The Rock's true life story.
What's your name again?
Tomas.
Why'd you say your name was Tomas?
Because it sounds way cooler than Dwayne.
From then to now.
Things change just like that. When you dream big, the sky's the limit.
I'll have your finest tequila.
No.
Fine, I'll have a vodka martini.
No.
That sounds like Rock.
So sweet. He wrote on Instagram, I really wish my dad was around to see this one, and I can't wait to make you and your families laugh a little and share some life lessons I've learnt along the way.
Looks good.
Young Rock is out next month. Demi Lovato has shared a teaser for her new documentary, which is called Dancing with the Devil.
I'm just going to go ahead and talk about what happened that night.
there's a lot that the public don't know.
This is the first time that I've ever talked to strangers about this.
I've had so much to say over the past 2 years.
Yeah, and she's had an interesting time of it, of the last few as well.
She has. The first episode will be available on March 23rd on YouTube. And Cardi B is set to have her first starring role in a new movie as called Assisted Living. Now, Cardi will reportedly play a small-time crook who finds herself in over her head when a heist goes wrong. On the run from the cops, she struggles to find anywhere to hide, so she disguises herself as an elderly woman and hides out in the one place normal. Look, her grandmother's nursing home. So it sounds like a role that is perfect for Cardi B. So yeah, it's going to be hilarious.
Brilliant. Bring it on.
Nikki and Zamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.